Striking workers in South Africa's steel and engineering industry are considering a revised pay offer from employers as an expanding job action enters its 11th day. Unions from several key sectors joined in this week after about 170,000 workers from the National Union of Metalworkers, Metal and Electrical Workers, and the South Africa Equity Workers Unions started a countrywide strike last week, demanding a ban on labor brokers and wage increases from 10 to 13%. The editor of South Africa's leading Catholic weekly, the Southern Cross newspaper, Gunther Simmermacher, told Vatican Radio the stoppage has already more than begun to make itself felt.
This is traditionally the season for strikes in South Africa, and the nationwide strike by chemical workers is certainly affecting the public directly this time, as fuel pumps in many areas are running dry. And, of course, if fuel is in short supply, the economic activities of the country are profoundly affected. Delivery is not taking place, as I said, people not being able to come to work. Public transport might be affected as well. And quite regrettably, the strike has been marked by violence, with strikers blockading a depot in Johannesburg to stop fuel trucks from leaving. And in the process, even journalists and members of the public were threatened and told to leave the area.
I'm thinking back to last year and the public sector strike that lasted 3 weeks, had major ramifications all the way through the economy. Is it time or past time to find a better way than this sort of institutionalized animosity to resolve disputes?
Well, one would imagine so. How exactly that is going to play out is very difficult to say. There are lots of cross relationships involving, of course, the trade union movement, COSATU, being part of the government, but also in opposition to the government. And that's what we saw last year when public sector strikers belonging to the tripartite alliance, as it is called, the African National Congress that governs with COSATU and the Communist Party, being at loggerheads with each other. How exactly a mechanism can be established in that sort of environment that is going to mediate these annual seasons of strikes, it's very difficult to forecast.